Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 520, recorded from the DeFauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How you doing today, Michael?
I'm great.
What's new?
Not much.
No. Back to the grind pards.
I saw it was like 46 degrees up there.
That's not bad. It's beautiful. That's not bad. Sunny.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't mind. What am I going to do? Yeah, no. What can I do? Spring is here, at least.
Throw stuff.
That's all right. It might snow on Friday.
Beautiful.
You'd be happy if it snowed on Friday, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I understand. We were talking about that, weren't we?
I like it when other people are miserable?
Yeah.
Yep.
But you said you don't normally like when I'm miserable, but except for weather stuff, I think.
Weather stuff, yeah.
I think you like when I'm miserable because of weather stuff.
Yep.
That's a weird quality to have, isn't it?
To enjoy want other people to be miserable?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people look at Facebook. The whole goal of Facebook is to make other people miserable.
Yeah, but those people are miserable. They want other people to be miserable like they are. You want me to be miserable when you're not miserable because you're in Florida.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Isn't that a little messed up?
I mean, yeah. To say that I'm messed up is kind of an understatement, isn't it?
That's a good point.
You just spent 4 days with me.
Yeah, that's a good point. You might be one of the more messed up people I know. That's okay, though.
I do hide it pretty well, don't I?
I don't know.
Except when I ask that question about being a plus two.
Yeah, we won't ask that right now. That's probably one of the least messed up things that
I did all week.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of messed up stuff. The golf being the most amongst how messed up we were, huh?
Yeah,
it wasn't pretty, was it?
That was a bad week.
And you want to get back out there, don't you, and play more golf?
Yeah, I'm going to take a few days off. I'll be back at it probably Friday and Saturday.
Oh, you need the week off to recuperate?
I need a few days off.
It's probably smart. What else is happening?
Do you want to tell the coleslaw story?
I'd like you to tell it.
So they're doing this par 3 challenge after one of our matches, and long story short, you had to hit from like one green to 18, or from one tee to 18 green. It was 122 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So Gary and I go up there, and we didn't embarrass ourselves. So this guy gets up there, and he just hits one off the hosel, and it's going right at the buffet table. It ends up splatting in the coleslaw bowl. We saw it from 122 splatting up in the air, did we not?
Yes. Because it's heading and we're yelling. There's a bunch of people down at the tee watching, but there's also other people that are already eating the buffet, sitting around and just having drinks watching it. And as the ball is in the air, you see it going right towards the buffet, which is about, 70 yards right of target, you would say?
Yeah, sure.
And we just start yelling, four. And then all of a sudden you just see a splash of mayonnaise pop up in the air. It's right in the middle of the coleslaw bowl, which, in fairness, from the tee, we thought it was potato salad.
Right.
But we were also 120 yards away, so we didn't know. But that's pretty hard to do. That's more impressive than the people who stuck it to like 7 feet, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Because you couldn't do that again if you tried.
No, like that's just perfect target practice.
I also think he was hitting like a 3 hybrid.
Yeah, he was hitting a hybrid. I didn't mention that. And then somebody else took it another notch.
Oh, that was
bad. And Hauser was rocketed even worse right at the outdoor bar. That went in hot, didn't it?
Yeah, that was like low and hot. This one was actually just a full slice. Like
it was complete... it was just a slice. It just came off the wrong way.
Because the hybrid doesn't even have a hosel. You can't even S-word a hybrid, but you can.
Right.
The other guy figured it out with his 8-iron or whatever he had.
And that thing just came hot, didn't it?
Yeah.
And there was a crowd over there, obviously.
They scattered, though.
Yeah.
They scattered, fortunately. That was probably the highlight of our golf, is that we weren't the ones that did that.
We weren't the ones.
That's how bad our golf was. Mayonnaise. Is that we weren't the ones that hit it into the mayonnaise and the coleslaw. That coleslaw had pineapple in it. That was a little strange.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. Everything else was good, though. How about that? You want to talk about the crab buffet they had?
Ah. That was fantastic. We have
a crab leg guy, have you?
No, I've never really been a crab leg guy, and it might be Cape May Cafe that turned me off, because I used to like it, and then you just had to work too hard at Cape May Cafe, where it's like, you know what, the hell with it. You obviously don't want me to have any crab legs. I think it was intended that you only have one.
Why was it so hard? Just it was hard because
they were like pencil size.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like you'd work your tail off and you pull something out, and it was like the size of a straw.
Gotcha.
So it was like, you know, it's not worth it. Now, these were meaty. These are almost like lobster tails.
It was,
and great. We had our formal night where we had to wear a sport jacket. That was our Friday dinner. But he had, if you're familiar with those seafood towers that they have at steakhouses, it was like that. I mean, it had oysters, big shrimps, cocktail sauce. I guess I was talking to Chef the next day when he had the omelet station. He brought in 80 pounds of that stuff.
80 pounds of crab legs, a ton of shrimp, ton of oysters. They had like raw tuna sashimi. The tuna was good. I know you don't like tuna,
but yeah,
that was good too. Had a little bit of everything.
He said we were looking for the wow factor. I said, Chef, you hit it. You really did hit it.
Nailed it. And then he followed it up with one of the best fillets I've had in a long time.
Nice fillet with like a peppercorn sauce.
Yeah.
Some broccolinis and twice baked potatoes.
That was good. Yeah, for sure. No, they nailed it. That Friday night was fantastic. That seafood tower, though, that was the best.
We couldn't stop eating that, could we?
How do they one-up themselves?
When you told me about that, because I wasn't ready to go in there and take the Portuguese shower and just put my sport jacket on.
Yeah.
And then when you told me that they had just a huge thing of shrimp and oysters and crab legs, how fast did I run into my car to get my sport jacket?
We got changed pretty quick after that.
It was like Superman, wasn't it? It was like, yeah. And then all of a sudden we're up in the buffet line.
Because we were having a nice couple cocktails outside, beautiful night. Then we saw that, and all of a sudden everything changed. Then we got called to the formal dinner, and you almost started crying because the crab legs were gone. That was good stuff, though.
It was.
I had a good time. I appreciate it, the hospitality and everything. But we should probably move on and get to the podcast. What do you think?
Get into the meat of the episode.
Get into the meat of the episode. So this
speaking of the St. John's Red Storm did not get into the dance this year.
No,
Richard Meat Patino is not good. Is
Meat Patino? And they weren't even close, apparently.
They weren't even close. They were the next four out.
Right. A lot of upsets on championship week.
Yeah,
a lot
I guess that's what happened. That North Carolina State over North Carolina.
Oregon. UAB. Duquesne. Those are all bid stealers. Pretty crazy. Anyway, speaking of... kind of spurred on by March Madness and your recent trip to Disneyland, I thought I'd ask you some Disneyland versus Disney World matchups. Ooh. And you have to pick a winner between the two.
Oh.
So I came up with a list of a bunch of similar or identical things that they have out in California and Florida. And I want you to say which one's better, either Disneyland or Disney World's version. Are you ready to start?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to start with a simple one. I'm not going to go in the order that I sent them to you. A simple one. Because I think I know the answer, and I think most people would agree. Pirates of the Caribbean Disney World or Pirates of the Caribbean Disneyland?
Disneyland.
And, I mean, the obvious reason is just...
longer.
Longer.
It's got one or two more drops, I believe.
That bayou one. Scene.
Yep, the bayou scene, going by the restaurant.
Yeah. That's kind of a no-brainer, right? That's an easy
it's
one
a
to
no-brainer.
Start off with. I got another one I got to ask you because I didn't put it on the list and I just thought of it. Mm-hmm. How about the Tomorrowland Speedway versus Autopia?
I'd have to redo it. I thought Autopia was a little better.
Okay. I'd never done that one out there, so I was curious. They're pretty, they're not exactly the same, right? Even the cars aren't the same necessarily.
Yep. Yep.
All right. I'm going to go to a restaurant one here. We have Carthay Circle versus Hollywood Brown Derby. I know Susie wasn't a big fan, but you said you enjoyed Carthay Circle.
I really, really, really enjoyed Carthay Circle. I thought the inside of the restaurant was themed perfectly. The service was good. I'm going to go Hollywood Brown Derby.
That's one of your favorites, though, Brown Derby.
It's a very overlooked signature, I think.
I think it's the most underrated signature.
Hands down. Every time, every meal I've had in there has been top notch.
Yeah. I haven't had, I've only been a few times, but I haven't had a bad experience. The lounge outside is great. Yeah. I actually, not having been to Carthay Circle, I could agree just on the basis that I really like Brown Derby. Now, this one is a, I think you touched on it a little in one of the episodes, but I'm going to say Hall of Presidents at the Magic Kingdom versus Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln at Disneyland Park.
I mean, Mr. Lincoln, it was the first time I'd ever seen it, so it was just spectacular.
Yeah.
But there's no better animatronic show than Hall of Presidents. I mean, that is just an absolute classic, is it not?
Yeah, definitely.
So you're gonna go Hall of Presidents.
Hall of Presidents, interesting. Yep. And they're not exactly the same, so it's a little hard to compare and maybe unfair because, like you said, you're only getting, you know, you get a lot more animatronics, a different story, more history with the Hall of Presidents, but they're definitely similar enough where I thought it would be a fair matchup. I've never done Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, and I know when we went, whatever, 10, 11 years ago, they had, like, only a few showings that day, and we just happened to miss it the couple times that we walked by. So, all the more reason to...
You are long overdue for that West Coast trip, aren't you?
You think I need one?
Oh, you need one. And you need one soon.
Okay. Well, I'll start thinking about it. I don't know if I can get myself to pay cash for a hotel, though. And that Grand Cal is not easy to get, is it?
No.
No, speaking of, this is the one that's really going to hurt you, I think. This one might break your heart. But I have to ask it. Flagship Resort, Grand Cal versus Grand Floridian.
This one's hard because I think that the studios at the Grand Floridian are some of the best deluxe studios all anywhere.
Okay.
I love the rooms there. I honestly think the lobby at Grand Cal is better.
Wow. I'm surprised to hear that because I didn't think that if you did pick Grand Cal, and I know you haven't picked yet, but if you do end up picking Grand Cal, I didn't think the lobby would be a deciding factor. I thought that would be in favor of the Grand Floridian.
Here's a reason. I think the lobby at the Grand is prettier.
Okay.
I think it's turned into a tourist trap over the years.
It's too busy.
It's just too busy.
Yeah.
Where at the Grand Cal, I felt it was just the people staying there. It was much more chill. It wasn't packed. You could sit by the fireplace and listen to the piano.
I think it's tough, though, because the last time you were in the Grand Floridian was Christmas.
Well, you're right.
So that's a tough comparison. And then you went to the Grand Californian at one of their slower times of the year.
Right.
So that's probably a little bit stuck in your mind. And obviously, anyone who's listened to this show knows that the Grand Floridian holds a very special place.
Oh, yeah. It was my first crush. I mean, it's everything. Yeah.
That's what made your love of Disney, staying Correct. There for the first time.
Correct.
But anyone who listens to this podcast also knows you fall victim to recency bias.
That is true.
As bad as anyone I know.
Anybody.
Which I understand. I fall victim to that as well. But you are aware of it, and you still fall victim to it.
Yep.
Which is okay. That being said, I'm going to make you choose. And it could be a sliding scale. You can change your mind down the line. Next time you stay at Grand Floridian, you might come back and say, I forgot how much I love this place. Or the next time you stay at Grand California, you could be like, it's definitely better. Even though you might not want to admit it. Is that what you're struggling with? You don't want to admit that the Grand
California? No, because like I said, I've got the scales going. I think the studio room at the Grand Floridian is better. I think the lobby is prettier.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bar at Grand Cal blows the Grand Floridian out of the water. No comparison.
Okay.
Now,
the pools have to be better at Grand Floridian.
The pools are better at Grand Floridian.
The grounds, obviously.
The grounds are prettier at Grand Floridian.
How about monorail access is nice, which isn't at the Grand, but you have the direct park access at Grand Californian. This is a tough one because I'm trying to put myself in your mindset and I still don't know where you're going to go. Restaurants, more restaurants at the Grand California, Grand Floridian help Better, push it?
Yeah, I think it's tough, but I would say the restaurants at Grand Floridian are better. But the service at Grand Cal was so over the top. It was so over the top. It was clean. It was spotless. The service just pushed it over the top, and that's why I'm going to go with Grand Cal.
Wow, that's a big upset, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because Grand Floridian is your comfort blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The reason that I put it is Grand Cal is about as perfect as it can be. The rooms need to be refurbished, but there's nothing you can do about that. You know, you're on a 7-year soft, 7-year hard. So you're on a schedule. You can't refurbish rooms every 2 years.
Right, of course.
Or it's going to cost you $1,000 a night, $2,000 a night. But it is about as perfect as it can be, where I think the Grand has a lot of room for improvement right now.
Yeah,
just like everything in Orlando has a lot of room for improvement.
But you would say the most glaring issue would be the service, quality of, that extra step.
Yep.
That's hard to make up for because that's a total mentality thing. That's difficult.
Put it this way, they could have charged me $1,000 a night and I wouldn't have felt that I got ripped off.
Okay.
Where sometimes you know how your visits sometimes are very underwhelming.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I paid that much for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of like how we felt after the Christmas party.
Correct. Yes. That's a great example.
Like, it wasn't that it was too expensive, which you just felt like it wasn't worth what you paid.
For what you got. Like I said, I would have paid $1,000. I would have paid a lot more than what I paid in a cash stay at Grand Cal and felt like I got value.
Right.
And we could have paid half of what we paid for the Christmas party and I still would have felt ripped off.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to stick with the comparison, making things tough for you. And this one might not be as tough, but this was the closest I could come up with for a comparison.
I'm going to give you a better comparison.
Versus Victorian Alberts. You don't think that's a good comparison?
No, because V&A is just on a different level.
Okay. More like Narcoosie?
What do you think Disney, Orlando's big time signature is? Wouldn't you say California Grill?
Before they had the prefix menu, I would agree. That prefix menu, I think, really brought it down a lot. But that's fair. We can go with that if you want to compare those two.
It's just hard to compare because I don't know what to compare to. Because V&A is the best.
Yeah, so Victorian Alberts is like the peak of the mountain. The Walt Disney World signatures are like 75% of the way up, and it sounds like Napa Rose is a little step above those, but not quite to Victorian Albert.
Correct.
So that, I guess there's not really a good comparison. All right, how about this? I'll make it a little more difficult for you. Napa Rose versus any of the signatures. Would Napa Rose be the best signature at Walt Disney World? It would.
Yes. Okay.
You didn't even have to think about
it. And that mushroom cappuccino is by far the most amazing thing I've ever had. Now, I'd still rather have a steak, don't get me wrong. But that experience blew my mind how good that was.
So that's kind of why I thought Victorian Alberts, because that's the kind of thing you would get there at Victorian Alberts. Like you'd get that small tasting of it and it would blow your mind. But then you'd also get like eight more dishes like that. That's interesting. So Napa Rose would instantly become the number one signature at Walt Disney World, in your opinion. It's also like 50% more expensive than the most expensive signature at Walt
Disney World. Yeah, it is. It is. So it's hard to compare it to anything because it's expensive.
It doesn't quite reach the level of Victorian Alberts, but it's way more than
anything. But it's much more than a Narcoosie's or...
Yeah. So that makes it a little tougher. All right. Well, that's a fair enough comparison. I'm going to go back to some rides here. We're going to keep trying to break it up a little bit. Again, I think this is an easy one. Small World. We think in California or Florida?
California.
You said that kind of blew you away, didn't it?
Oh, just starting outside. Yeah, it did. It was... I mean, that whole building is just gorgeous.
Yeah, it seems like that's kind of a no-brainer. The first two rides seem like they were no-brainers towards Disneyland. I will say I couldn't add Haunted Mansion because that wasn't open, right?
Yeah, it's down for an extended refurb.
So, unfortunately, can't do that one. How about Thunder Mountain?
So, this was tough for me because... Florida is very special. I love the location.
Yes.
Went on it a million times with my parents, so I hold it close to the heart. With that being said, I thought there were just different features at the one in Anaheim, specifically right toward the end where like they have the explosives.
The dynamite, yeah.
Which I think was a huge add. Not that it was an add, but it was the first time for me to experience.
Yeah.
I think Thunder in California is better.
Okay. Now, do you think it was better because...
It was newer?
It was newer, and like if you had done that first and seen the differences in Florida, maybe you'd like it better, like soup to nuts?
Hard to explain.
Yeah.
Because I like the location in Florida. I like being on that river and seeing the riverboat go by. I mean, it's just...
And there's also something really special about being on Thunder Mountain while the fireworks are going off.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah, that was another one that was closed when I was in California, so I didn't get to do Thunder Mountain out there, so I can't really complain. That's actually when they were doing the refurb on it to add that effect and things like that. I think the Florida one's longer, though, isn't it? It's like a longer coaster.
Maybe.
But you're going to go with California again. California's really taking a lot.
Are you surprised?
No, no, I'm not, because you spoke very highly of everything that you did out there. All right, this again, I think I'm going to know your answer to this one. I'm going to do the Magic Kingdom fireworks versus World of Color.
World of Color.
All right. How about original Illuminations versus World of Color?
Original Illuminations.
Yeah, they're very different. This is getting hard. Yeah, of course. Now, World of Color, when I saw that, it blew me away. It was like the first time they had used the water screens with projections on it. Everything was synced up perfectly. You could tell it was like the first time they really got a good handle on the next step of technology, which now they use everywhere.
Right.
It's probably not as innovative now as it was when it first came out, whatever, 15 years ago, whenever it debuted out there. But it still holds up. I know they probably change it up and add new scenes to it all the time when new movies come out and things like that. So I'm sure it's always updating a little bit here and there. I mean, I like Magic Kingdom fireworks. That's never been my favorite nighttime show at Walt Disney World, but since Illuminations is gone, I don't have a favorite, I guess, anymore. Because the fireworks at Magic Kingdom have never been that important to me personally. Like, I'll watch them if I'm there, but it doesn't make or break my trip, you know, if I don't see the fireworks at the Magic Kingdom. But the World of Color, I would say, is definitely a must-do.
Absolutely. It's phenomenal. It's fantastic. And that would be the ideal one to do, like a dessert party or a dinner party, so that you can sit right up front.
Oh, true. Okay. How about Space Mountain?
So that's a tough one, because I did like riding with two people. I did like the ride vehicle. It was extremely tight.
Okay.
Whereas it felt like the one, because I'm so tall, where the one where you're a single rider, you can kind of have your knees hanging out.
Yeah.
Both ends.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Where this was like you had to get your legs in, and it was super tight. I like the queue much, much, much better in Florida.
Yeah, you had said that the queue was kind of...
Yeah, it was goofy. It was indoor and outdoor. I think we walked 7 miles. I think the track's better in Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a little smoother. I don't know. Can I have a draw? Maybe lean Anaheim.
You want to draw like too close to call, but it's kinda, like half, it's colored blue. Anime. It's not quite red, but it's okay. I gotcha. I'll accept that as an answer. I heard the sound system is better at Space Mountain in California.
Yeah, from what I remember,
like it's in the car.
Yeah,
with you instead of playing throughout the ride. This was one you wanted me to add. And I kind of forgot about it. The Hollywood Tower of Terror versus Mission Breakout.
Mission Breakout, and it's not even close.
That's crazy to me.
It's not even freaking close.
Because I did Tower of Terror in Disneyland when it was still Tower of Terror, and I thought it stunk compared to the one in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the pre-show wasn't the same. The drop was different. It felt smaller, didn't feel as fun. And you're saying that this retheme they did just blew it out of the water.
They killed it.
You said it was just fun, right?
It was just fun.
We were laughing the whole time.
We were singing. It was just, oh, man, it was so good. So, so good.
That's wild to me, because it's amazing that they were able to turn it around like that, because if you went on it and it was Tower of Terror, you probably would have had the exact opposite reaction. You would have been like, it's kind of boring. It's not the same. It's not as good.
Okay. Because that's what you said.
Right. But the ride mechanism itself is secondary because the experience was so good.
Like, no, but you're saying when you were comparing apples to apples, it was much, much better in Florida.
That's my opinion, yes.
Right.
And to have the complete opposite just based on a re-theme is pretty wild. That just goes to show how important that can be on a ride like that. Speaking of a re-themed ride, we'll stick in California Adventure and ask about Radiator Springs Racers versus Test Track.
I mean, that might be right up there, and it's probably even surpasses Pirates.
It's like a 1 versus 16
as the biggest, yeah, as the biggest lopside. Like Pirates, everybody knows. People who haven't been to California know Pirates is better.
Yeah,
California.
That's true. That's a good point.
This
yeah.
is so ridiculous. I still watch my video that I took, and I still laugh because that ride is amazing. Now, is it as fast? No. But the ride itself is just freaking amazing.
It's hard to describe because, or it's almost unfair because when you walk into that part of the park, you're just blown away by the theming in Crosland. And then you go to this around the corner and there's like this gorgeous mountain and you get on and there's animatronics and there's a waterfall.
The waterfall is beautiful.
And the soundtrack is great. And then you go to this like kind of like weird mix of Tron and Chevy and everything in Test Track. And the ride's fun. Don't get me wrong. I like Test Track. But it just doesn't.
Yeah, but what is Test Track? Test Track is the last 40 seconds where the doors open. You get up to 66 miles an hour and that's about it. I mean, yeah, this is a combination of a dark ride and a thrill ride, like
right.
all combined into one.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think it's way better.
Like all the different scenes at the beginning when you're getting the tires changed and you're getting stopped by the police and just, I mean, it's so good.
How about Rock and Roller Coaster versus the Incredicoaster?
So this is a hard one for me because I love them both.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about Rockin' is that it's indoor, so you don't see it coming. And to be fair, you always say my newest I like more, but I think with this, I'm gonna stick with Rockin'.
Rocket Roller Coaster.
So I don't particularly care for the theming of Rock and Roller Coaster. I'm not a huge Aerosmith fan, but it's a fun ride, and it just being inside is, I think, might push it over the tarp.
It's inside. You have the music going. I know you said you're not an Aerosmith fan, but it's got like the rock and roll music. It feels fast. And then when I did that one, it was still California Screaming.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. Basically,
it's the same thing,
and it's super fun, but seeing it all in front of you, I think, does take away a little bit of the thrill and the mystery. I wouldn't skip either, but yeah, I agree with you. I think Rock and Roller Coaster is actually a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Probably could use a re-theme. That would have been perfect to do Guardians of the Galaxy there instead of taking over, you know, re-theme that and put the Guardians music in there and stuff. That would have been fun, but I mean, they did a good job with Guardians of the Galaxy, so I'm not going to complain too much. I guess we'll go some food now.
Okay.
We all know that the Disneyland quick serve restaurants are talked about and with a lot of high praise. And Walt Disney World can be hit or miss, so this could be another easy one. What's better, the quick serves in California or in Florida?
Hands down, California. Hands down, California.
Just the variety.
Yep.
I mean, we kind of say, and it's not always true, but there's a lot more places in Florida that it's just like chicken fingers and hamburgers and stuff. That's a little bit of hyperbole because there's good options at a lot of places, but it seems like the ones in California have more. There's more of them, and they're more varied types of food.
I mean, I'm just going to bring up that breakfast burrito that we had.
Yeah.
You know, if you were to get a breakfast burrito at any of the four Disney parks, it's going to be you're using it as a filler, and you're going to be holding your nose to get the last two bites down, and more than likely you're just going to throw a third of it away because you can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Between the eggs that come out of a bag, it's been sitting around for like 10 hours, and the burrito wrap is just filthy and
starting to get hard
seeping through. Yeah. And I mean, every quick service meal that we had there was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And when we went to Moonlight Magic and had all of the tickets, everything we had was phenomenal. The options for Lunar New Year was amazing. I mean, their quick service is just insane.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the consensus. That's what everyone says. So on that note, what's better, the sit-downs at Walt Disney World or the sit-downs at Disneyland?
No, that's hard because they don't have the resorts that we do in Florida.
Exactly.
So that's the problem. I think the sit-downs in Orlando are phenomenal. Like, people give me crap for, why do you go all the way up there when they have great restaurants? I've eaten at restaurants in Sarasota.
Yeah.
And give me a Narcoossee's or a Topolino's all day. I think they do a phenomenal job with their sit-downs.
Especially the signatures.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the single credits, if you get to the right ones, there's a lot of really good options in Florida. And there's just not as many options in California. And you liked Blue Bayou.
Yeah, it was great. It was much better than expected.
But it wouldn't blow away any of the...
You're correct.
Or every sit-down at Walt Disney World. So, I mean, just for variety, are you sticking with Florida for this one?
Oh, yeah, hands down. Florida sit-downs are... Yeah.
Now, we got to give another chance for Florida to get another win here because I feel like this is going California.
Getting trounced, isn't it?
Yeah. So this one, I'm gonna throw a softball to Florida. 1 versus 16, Florida versus California. We have Disney Springs versus Downtown Disney.
You're gonna be surprised.
No.
Yeah, you're gonna be surprised.
Okay.
I didn't spend much time in Downtown Disney, but I would like to once they get all the refurbishment done.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Springs doesn't do much for me because it's too freaking crowded.
Yeah, but there's nothing in Downtown Disney in California.
I mean, Disney Springs is better than Downtown Disney, but it's not a 1-16.
Oh, you don't think so?
It might be a 7-10. Yeah, because I don't...
Okay,
it's a pain to get to.
I'm surprised. Well, that's
you
got to
make it a whole day or a half day. It's a little bit better. Let's just put it that way. It's okay. Bigger.
Yeah,
it's got more options, but
more shops, more restaurants. There's a lot of good restaurants at Disney Springs, which you never go to because it's a pain. But they're there. Like, you love Haleo.
I love Boathouse. I love STK. Boathouse. STK gets it handed to them, but I love STK.
Yeah, it gets no love, but I know you love it.
Because it's too expensive parts.
Oh, this brunch
would be okay if it was $30. Well, yeah, no kidding. McDonald's would suck, too, if it was $100.
That's a good point. It almost is nowadays. All right, I got one last one. We're just going to do... The signature versus the signature. Disneyland Park versus the Magic Kingdom. What's better?
Disneyland.
You think so?
Yes.
Just for the sheer amount of rides or the history? What pushes it over the edge?
I liked Fantasyland better. I liked the rides better. I like the crowd sizes better.
That might have been an anomaly, though, because you were.
I like Main Street better.
Okay. So that's a, that's actually a good point. If you go land by land,
mm-hmm.
Main Street USA, you like better in California.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland, I like better in Florida.
Fantasyland's better in California.
But hands down, not even close.
I guess it would be like Liberty Square versus New Orleans Square.
New Orleans Square.
You like that better.
Yep.
Frontierland?
That's hard. That might be a draw.
Critter Country is over there too, right? Is that the same thing as Frontierland or is that separate Critter Country?
Not sure.
I don't even know. That's where the Winnie the Pooh ride is, but Adventureland, I think that's probably better in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a complete blowout, but Fantasyland is way better. Way better. Just the amount of old school dark rides.
Yeah.
That's enough to push it over the edge. I mean, there's a lot more rides. They just pack in a lot more rides there because there's only two parks as opposed to four. But yeah, Tomorrowland, I think, is far and away better in Florida.
Well, yeah. But then, yeah.
And like Main Street could be a toss up because if you consider the castle as part of Main Street, like the as like the end of it, the
it's
castle
bigger.
The castle fort is nicer or bigger. Yeah,
bigger.
It's more impressive when you walk in and see it. Doesn't mean it's better necessarily, but yeah, no, I can't really argue that one. I mean, Disneyland is great. The other one I was going to try to ask you, and I couldn't figure out what how to compare it, was like the part in California Adventure, like it's not San Francisco, but like the whole back area. Is that like compared to World Showcase kind of, how there's a lot of different food options or not really?
It kind of like, it kind of reminds me of Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
That area, you know, with like they have like the more kids rides, the one that they're destroying gotcha. Now, knocking
Dino
down.
Land.
Dino yeah, Land.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of has that vibe.
All right. I didn't realize that because I haven't been since they redid it all, obviously. So, yeah, there was probably not a good, great comparison. Over
but
there.
I mean, I think DCA, you'd compare to Hollywood Studios, and DCA is so much better than Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Like, comparatively speaking, I think Anaheim's two parks are better than Florida's two parks, head-to-head. Epcot is my favorite park of all time. Always has, always will.
Yeah. Like, if you ranked all six.
Be Epcot one.
Yeah.
Probably DCA two, Land three. Magic Kingdom 4, Animal Kingdom 5, and Hollywood Studios 6.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty... I might sneak Animal Kingdom ahead of one of the Californias, but I'd have to go again to confirm that. There's so many more rides, but I love Animal... I like Animal Kingdom way more than you do.
Oh, you do.
I love it.
I mean, DCA for me is a very... It's an adult park. It's a place that I could totally see...
It's their Epcot.
Being my Epcot.
Yes.
The place where you just walk around and get some great quick service, or mm-hmm. if you want to go to Carthay or somewhere else. And
yeah, that's why I was trying to compare it. I was trying to compare like that aspect of it to Epcot, and I couldn't figure out a good way to word it, but that makes sense. Just walkability, things like that. The one thing I will say that Disney World has way better and way more of is the shows. There's just not shows. Like, they don't have like the little sit down, go in for 20 minutes and watch, you know, Impressions de France. They don't have anything like that, really. Like, they have a couple of the 3D shows, the same ones, like Mickey's Pillar Magic and stuff, but they don't have a ton of that. I know the space is at a premium and they put other stuff there, but
yeah, because they actually have attractions as opposed to sing-alongs.
Well, that's fair. Now, how about just overall? Disneyland Resort versus Walt Disney World Resort? Man, all the hotels, everything. It's hard.
I like all the resorts in Orlando. If I had to pick or choose, I think I'd do the trip that I just went on.
If you could only do one, like if you had to pick between the two, you can't go back to one or the other.
I'd probably do California. I love the hotel and it. The thing yeah. for me was I don't care for the parks, and I had such a blast going to the parks, and I want to go again.
Yeah, it's because you're. I think it's because you were on vacation. It was a big
right
factor to it, which I understand. I totally get it. I think I'd still pick Disney World. Like if I could only do one for the rest of my life, I'd still pick Disney World over Disneyland. But I definitely want to do Disneyland again and do that trip.
Yeah, because again, when you went, it was just a quick day or two.
We were there for 3 days. We did three full days. Yeah.
But you stayed off campus.
That's true. Yeah.
Now, if you stay in the heart of it, now you're walking into the parks from your hotel. I mean, it's a totally different experience. I liked it because I don't like to do the parks.
Yeah.
Like Commando. And you don't have to do it in Orlando or in Anaheim, but it's easier to just chill out there in California.
Well, everything's
and
so
just
close.
Run in for 2 hours and just walk back to the resort.
Yeah, because to go into, if you're staying at Old Key West and you want to run to Epcot for a few minutes, it's 45 minutes each way you have to commit.
Each way,
to it.
So it's going to be at least a 3 hour.
Yeah.
If you're just going to go in there for a little bit. That's still a long day.
Exactly. No, I agree. I understand that part of it. Are there any other comparisons that I missed that you want to bring up, or do you think we covered a good amount of them?
I mean, I think we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah, it seems like it. Or all the important stuff anyway, stuff that you experienced. And plus, you have like the Susie stamp of approval too. Like, she'll go back.
Yes.
If you tell her you're looking at flights out to California again, she's going to get excited.
Yes.
So that's a good thing too. So I did notice there's a I saw a new video came up on our YouTube page.
We have Trattoria Al Forno breakfast. Did you get a chance to watch it?
I haven't yet. Trattoria El Forno Breakfast. Go to youtube.com/@WDWBTG. Check out our latest video. Subscribe.
We'll get their dinner up there next week. So we'll go back to back with Trattoria El Forno. One of the most underrated, I think, single credit restaurants on property.
Whether it's underrated or not, it's definitely overlooked.
Very overlooked.
I think it's rate. I think the people that actually try it seem to really like it. But
I mean, Angry Newfield Jr. loves that place.
Yeah, I just don't think many people go in general. Just it's overlooked. I will say though, it's gonna be really tough for me to go there when I know
you gotta get your Il Mulino.
Il Mulino's right
there.
Oh,
that's been on your hit list for years.
Yeah, it really has. It really has. But we'll see. Anyway, so check out our YouTube page and check out our latest video over there. Anything else you want to bring up? You said the next one's going to be the dinner review over there as well.
The dinner review, yes.
I like that. You can also follow us on all your socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at WDWBTG. You can follow us, you can download us wherever you get podcasts, WDW Beyond the Gates, our website, WDWBTG.com. You can email the show info@WDWBTG.com, Mike@WDWBTG.com, and Gary@WDWBTG.com. And of course, our Facebook group, WDW Beyond the Gates podcast family. Join us over there as well. Anything else you want to mention here, Pardzi?
Nope, we're good.
All right, that's going to do it for episode number 520 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
MIC.
real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
And-